This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Farooq Kathwari. How are you, Farooq?
I'm very good, and good to be here.
And Farooq, you have been CEO of Ethan Allen and chairman as well since 1988. 30 years. Few people have led an iconic brand that long. And you've done tremendous things in reinvention of the company, and we're going to talk about that. But first, I want to talk about your upbringing, because I think that really codifies what made you the person to become the CEO. And it's actually in this book called Trailblazer, which I read over this last week, and then as you can see, I marked up like crazy. Fantastic stories. Talk about your childhood in Kashmir and what you learned from there.
Yes, I grew up in Kashmir in a family that was involved with business, with a merchant family, and also in politics. I saw beautiful art, and I also saw conflict. It's a beautiful country, great mountains, and I learned right from the beginning in the mountains that treating with people with dignity was tremendously important. People in the mountains don't talk too much, but they greet each other, they shake hands. So treating people with dignity was tremendously important. Then when I was in school, I invariably ended up as a captain of a sports team, cricket team, and in college as well. So I was playing sports, I was captaining the team, and because of that, it also changed the career. My family wanted me, like most children, to either become an engineer or a doctor. But I was spending so much of time in this field of sports that I had to take subjects that I liked and would not be that time-consuming. So I took English literature and political science as my subjects. So this upbringing of sports also taught me the role of a captain. The captain's role is to play with the team, strategize with the team,
and just to clarify,
part of it.
In cricket, you are the main player, but it's not a separate manager. You are the manager as well in cricket.
Absolutely. It's not somebody from the outside telling you what to do. The captain has to change a bowler or a pitcher every six balls based upon who the batter is and where all the other 10 players are going to be placed. They don't have the first base or second base. The captain determines that based on the batsman, based upon the bowler. So you are strategically looking at it all the time. And you have to be, as a captain, you have to be part of the team, you got to lead the team. So that's what I learned in my early upbringing.
And it was a pretty remarkable story of a lot of the challenges you went through, but how you actually came to America and got your jobs here.
Yes, you see, first of all, we were born in an area that was, Kashmir was divided.
And in your whole goal in life, you wanted to make one governed Kashmir was your goal.
Well, you see, when I was young, Kashmir got divided, and my father did not know at that time because they thought that Kashmir would be reunited. So he went from the main part of Kashmir, which is the Kashmiri-speaking region where we lived, to the other side, which was controlled by Pakistan. We were on the Indian side. He went there for 2 weeks and was not able to come back. The Indian side cancelled his permit. So we decided, my grandfather and family decided that my mother and three of us would cross to the other side, when my older brother, who was 9 years old, and my sister was about 10 years old, older sister, would stay with her grandfather. So we went to the other side, which was mountains. So we lived at 8,000 feet, and we thought we were going to go there for a very short period of time, but we lived there 10 years. as refugees, because we were designated as refugees. And even though my father on the other side was a minister of the government, was very deeply involved. And after 10 years, we were allowed to go back to the Indian side, but not my father. And that is where I joined the cricket team in the college, and also ended up in some student movements and demonstrations, and sort of a leader in many, many different ways. And at age 20, I was able to come to America. It was sort of a miracle, but I came to America at age 20 with admission at the New York University, the Graduate School of Business. And in fact, I had no idea what to study. I had a student advisor. He first said accounting. I went to the first class, didn't like it. Said economics, which I didn't like. Then he said marketing. I never heard of the terminology, but he said...
You liked it.
I said, you know, he said, I asked him, what's marketing? He said, it is to convince people, customers, your associate. I said, well, that I can do. So I took marketing as a subject and started my career in New York. But I needed a job because I had enough money for about 3 or 4 months. The rest, then I had to start working.
And you start this company, and somehow one of your clients is Ethan Allen. Talk about how that turned into you becoming CEO.
Well, the first one was, which I did not realize that what the impact would be. My grandfather and father decided to send me about either 8 or 12 wicker baskets of arts and crafts. Said, sell them, it's going to help you with your education. Send us the cost. Well, I didn't know what to do, but I had at the university, Marvin Traub, who was a CEO of Bloomingdale's, had given a lecture. So I said, well, I'll talk to him. Called him 8, 10, 12 times, days, and finally he got tired and said, come on over. I met him, we brought in a merchant, and they liked what I had. So Bloomingdale's became a customer. So I said...
And notice, that's from 12 times, 12 no's, that's how you got to the final yes. Just keep that in mind.
Yes, you know. And I then said, if Bloomingdale's, why not Lord & Taylor's? Why not others? So I ended up getting them as customers and just started developing a business. But I was also working, my first job was working as a bookkeeper on Canal Street. And this job was also something I had never seen any books, I had never seen a calculator. So I convinced them that I knew, and fortunately I was helped by a lady.
It's a great story there, Susan. They went down to lunch, and you said, show me what this is, and I'll take you out to lunch. She showed you, you learned it, and then you became a great bookkeeper for them.
Yeah, in fact, I had never seen a calculator in my life, so when they had gone out to lunch, when they came back, and they said, her name was Sally, and she was a great teacher.
Sally.
And she said, they came back, and they said, what do you think about, I said, your books need some work, but they're okay. They were surprised, got the job. And it was Richard King and Jesse Isaacson were the owners, and they recognized it. They said after about 8-9 months, he said, you know, your school is near Wall Street, go, when do you get a job? So I said, I'm studying marketing. I don't know what Wall Street does. They said, go there, tell them you want a job as a junior financial analyst. So I went to the first building on Wall Street, I walked up and got a job at Bear Stearns as a junior financial analyst. While I was doing all of this, I was also getting involved with selling these products. After Bear Stearns, I was recruited by Rothschilds, who had set up a company in New York, not far from on Pine Street, near Wall Street. And it was there that one of my associates who knew that I was involved with this arts and crafts said, you know, I know the founder of Ethan Allen. Would you like to meet him? I said, yes, I had no idea. And went down in Manhattan, and he called in one of his merchants. Said, this young man is from Kashmir, do we get anything from there? She said, yes, we get this fabric. The cruel fabric never comes on time, always a problem. Can you help? I said, absolutely. I had no idea. But
you'd always say yes and then figure it out.
Then you have to figure it out. You can't just say absolutely yes and not do it. And I was able to get in that business. And a year later, he called me again. He said, you know, my merchants tell me we're having trouble getting rugs from India and Romania. Can you help? I said, absolutely. I had no idea where Romania was. I had no idea where rugs in India were. But I took a week off, didn't go to Romania, went to India, developed a rug business, and developed an association. And by this time, I had become a chief financial officer of the Rothschild Company. So Nathan Sell, who was the founder, then called me and said, how about working at Ethan Allen? I said, how about a partnership? He was surprised. He said, what? I said, we'll have a partnership and I will develop products for Ethan Allen from all over the world. And he agreed.
And from there you got these offices and you became involved in the company. And so important that it turned out that he said, you're going to become president.
Well, for the first seven or eight years I was involved with developing products. In those days, Italy was the main source of products like lighting and accessories. And then I set up an office in Italy. Then went to Portugal and Germany and Korea. And I was one of the first ones to go to China. In 1975, I went to China to find out what was happening in China.
And on that note, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear about what you've done as a 30-year CEO of Ethan Allen. Back in a few.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
I'm Robert Rees. We're back on the CEO show with Farouk, and he is the chairman and CEO of Ethan Allen. And so we talked the fascinating part about how you became CEO, and there are just these great stories in your book, Trailblazer. I urge you, go there, go to Amazon, get the book. It is, I spent the whole weekend, was my favorite thing, reading every story of it. So, but talk about, you come into Ethan Allen, it's run by a family, two brothers-in-law, and you are the outsider. How do you win everyone over?
I realized fairly as soon as I had made the joint venture that I had to help them become better. Not Nadam Sal or Ted Baumritter, who were the two founders, but I had to work with at least 25, 30 vice presidents, merchants. And I said, if I'm going to be successful, I've got to help them become better. And that's what I did. I worked with the merchants. I worked, took them with me to tours. And in fact, interestingly, the Ethan Allen dealers were very important. These were families that ran Ethan Allen stores. So and when they looked at me, the dealers, the men generally were running the stores, and their wives were involved with buying products and accessories. And they were very knowledgeable people. So I created a committee. I took the four or five of the best of them, one from New York, one from Atlanta, one from near Pittsburgh. And I said, you are my advisors. So it's very, very important that you create a group of people to help you. And they helped me to be successful in developing the right products. And it was after that Nadam Sal, seeing what I was doing, said, why don't you come to Danbury? By that time, Ethan Allen had moved from Manhattan to Danbury. And I was running my business from a bowling lanes in Larchmont, New York. I had purchased a bowling lanes. And I then bought another building as we ran out of space. And he said, come, we would like you to come to Danbury to work for Ethan Allen. I said, what would I do there? I said, you've got so many people. And I thought I would say something that he would say, forget it. So he said, what would you like to do if you come here? I said, I don't want to come here, but if I have to come there, I'll take your job. He was surprised. He was surprised. He said, what? I said, I understand if you don't want to give it up. But he did give it up, and he made me president.
And I remember the story about you had to win over all the people, you know, from the founder of this iconic company for 30, almost 50 years. And you said to them about the mountains. Tell that story.
Yeah, well, see, then now I became president. And Clint Walker was the president of the great, great New Englander. He had fought in the Second World War. We had a number of war heroes that were associated with the company. So he took me under his wing, and he took me, one of our first meetings as a president was to Vermont, and about, I would say, at least 1,200, 1,500 Vermonters called the Green Mountain Boys and Girls were gathered, and he introduced me, and he said, this is our new president. They were looking at me, a new president with a name like Farouk. Who's this person? I said, I tell you this, but I didn't want to say this, but our mountains where I come from are high, and we would call these small hills, but they're beautiful. However, more important is that we have a saying that is similar. That is, most of the problems of the world have been created by flatlanders. They all say, yeah, you're one of us. But then I had to take it seriously. I had to change the culture. I realized that to be successful, I went back to my cricket team. I said, we're going to create cricket teams where the captains are helping their team members become better. So I said, the main job of a leader is to help their people become better. And so I went around with town hall meetings. Then I did something also that was interesting. I brought 5,000 of our factory workers, 300, 400 at a time, to our headquarters in Danbury, Connecticut. And the main job was to tell them that in the future, we've got to work together, and the job of a leader is to help the people become better, and we created a different culture.
And you brought designers in, and you changed the storefronts, you changed everything to become contemporary. But so now I want to jump ahead. So right now, Ethan Allen, it's what people don't know is that almost all of your manufacturing is in America, 70%. You've 300 stores all around the world. You've 5,000 employees, but most of it is here. So when you talk about trade wars, you're really true Americana.
It is. I mean, before that, let me just briefly mention that these we had when I became president, we are a manufacturing company with 30 manufacturing sites. So I first had to make sure that we change the culture and start making the manufacturer more efficient. Second, our Ethan Allen retailers in the 80s onwards started retiring. So we had to decide what to do. Should we go and sell to others? Can we get new entrepreneurs? We decided that we will go into the retail ourselves and build a team. And so we were not in retail. And we decided to go and take one at a time. I had to sit with these families. I have sat with about, I think, 75 families over the last 25 years, one at a time.
If you had to give one thing that codifies more of the leadership, you said you have to make your people better. What advice do you have to CEOs? Very few CEOs have been a CEO 30 years.
That's right. I mean, my perspective was that from cricket, that I was the captain of a team, and that has to a great degree been a focus of our business, that is to run one team. And that also means that at every level, if it's manufacturing, if it's retail, it's one product line, one level of quality, not easy. And that's what we have done, and that has given an opportunity of creating a team that takes pride in what they do. They work together, and so the main job of a leader is to help the people become better.
So now we have 1.5 minutes left. I want to talk about Cashmere, and what is your advice, what people need to know?
You see, Cashmere, I spent about 15 years of my life at the insistence, invitation of India and Pakistan and some of the leaders of the Kashmir region to get involved. So I went there, but then I realized to do this, I had to do it in a manner that would be accepted. So we established a Kashmir study group, knowledgeable people, about 26 members, and I spent 15 years back and forth. And the message was simple, that we must create a peaceful, honorable and a feasible solution. And those elements are there for Kashmir, and especially now, because recently Kashmir has been in the news in a very unfortunate way. So I am hoping that those three elements is looked upon and worked.
That's an inspirational end. And I do want to say, anyone, you read Trailblazer, and what you're going to hear are tremendous stories of getting people all aligned. And the key theme, I think, is that word honorability. So I commend you on that. Great having you on the CEO Show, Farooq.
It's my pleasure.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Well, very happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and a happy and safe New Year to you. I'm John Iannuzzi, Chief Radio Engineer of the CEO Forum, the CEO Show. And host Robert Reese would like to wish you the best this coming new year, and thanks for listening to the show. You are listening to the best of the CEO Show, and this encore presentation includes interviews previously recorded and aired on the CEO Forum Network.
America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Faith Popcorn. How are you, Faith?
I'm good, actually.
And Faith, as many know, is probably the original futurist in the world. She is the CEO of Faith Popcorn Brain Reserve. And last we met, the last meeting I was in was actually at March 5th at your house. We were celebrating with Doug, and he wrote this great book called The Blueprint.
Yeah, Doug Conant. Yeah.
Absolutely. And he was a former CEO of Campbell Soup, and he's a great leadership guy. But that was actually March 5th, the very last meeting where I saw people. And here we are today, over a month later, in a new world. You're the original futurist. You were the one who coined the term, actually, cocooning back in 1981. What are we in now?
Well, we're in deep cocooning now. We've been tracking cocooning, as you said, since 1981. We created a carcoon, you know, Chrysler's minivan, and we worked with IBM for the PS1, the first home computer, because we predicted cocooning would bring a lot of home workers, which you can see now. And, I mean, I could go just on and on and on, protected environments, armored cocoon, et cetera. And now we are socked in, and I think that some of that effect is going to stay.
You think it's what will stay and what won't stay?
So I think that, you know, the struggle we've had, you know, at companies, oh, I want to work from home. Oh, we let our people work from home one day a week. They think, you know, isn't that generous and wonderful of us? I think now we realize we can work from home. If we hit, you know, some financial issues, I think a lot of large companies are going to give up their office space and let people work from home. I think that that cling toward how can we get back to the way it used to be will dissipate. I even think homeschooling, you know, look, until we can test everybody, you know, really do like a million tests a week, nobody is going to go really back to work. America's not going to open, and let me tell you why. These CEOs are pretty responsible people, and are they going to let their employees come back to work and, you know, let's say 1 out of 8, which I think is the number, will catch it with symptoms or without. There was just a recent study, the number I'm giving you, asymptomatic, 1 out of 8. And then they give it to their kid, and their kid dies. Do you think that the lawsuits that are going to pile up against the Fortune 200, don't you think these CEOs are sitting with their lawyers and going, no, we're not doing that? So it may be coming out from the beauty of their hearts, but it's also coming out from their legal department. So that's why it's not going to open until we're tested. We're going to be wearing bracelets that tell people we're okay, you know, if we're okay. And I think the testing will be continual. And I don't think it's going to be just temperature. It's not going to be just take your temperature. I mean, I can send you videos of how they test people to get on a plane in China. It's like two complete tests, and you know they take your temperature and they take your antibodies and they take everything, and then you decide that maybe it's like not, we'll do it tomorrow. Very, very careful. So that's what I think. That's what I know.
And later on in the show we're going to ask you how you actually come up with the future, because you did all these things. Like, you were the one who told Coke to go into water, to tell Kodak to go into digital. And so you mentioned real estate. So I just want to get a take there. Are you saying the entire commercial real estate market collapses? What do you think will happen to commercial real estate from what you're saying?
So in 1990, I was working at, you know, consulting with P&G, and I remember it was so tragic in a way for me personally, because I was working for A.G. Lafley then, and I said, everybody's going to order in. Don't worry so much about Walmart. And people really literally laughed. Ha, 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 this is never going to happen. Never, ever, never, never, ever. And actually, you know, bricks and mortar is definitely moving over to, you know, home delivery. And, you know, when I asked them, why didn't they think that, you know, that home delivery was a possible model, they said, well, women socially, listen to this one, women socialize at the supermarket. So they'll really miss it. Yeah, they'll miss carrying those big cases of, you know, Coke and Pepsi and tie into the, I mean, that's how they were thinking then. And even till this minute, I think the CEOs thought, people like to go to supermarkets. They don't. And now they're really not going to like it because they're dangerous places and they're dirty. They're filthy. Supermarkets are so dirty. I mean, even before all this scrub up and get rid of bacteria. And people are going to work from home. And that's the story. So when I look at real estate, I think that, you know, a lot of the, you know, a lot of the things that you can buy online, if that's the store, you're going to probably buy it online. Maybe for fun, you'll go in and try a few things on, but not much. They'll mainly be like places you could see it. Then I love these guys. They go like, but don't people want to touch things? No. If it doesn't touch right, when they get it, they'll send it back.
So is retail also going to be decimated? Is Amazon just going to rule the world?
Oh, by the way, Amazon is ruling the world.
They are.
They own Sundays.
The religion used, the church used to own Sundays, then the NFL did, and now Amazon does that. They send packages on Sundays, open up the U.S. Post Office.
That's right. We worked with the USPS. We helped to reposition the USPS and got a tremendous affection for the USPS. And, yes, you know, we talked about delivering on Sundays and et cetera. And now that they're doing that, even before this, people go like, why do I have to go into a store? And especially young people, they don't want to talk to anybody. You know, so they'll text somebody next to themselves.
A big question is, retail dead? Or will retail become online, or how important are brands?
Okay, retail, there's a trend in our trend bank, and if you look at, you know, faithpopcorn.com, the whole trend bank's there. We're an open source company. There's a trend in that trend bank that says egonomics. It's marketing to the one. So I think retail is going to take a turn in custom made, you know, just for you. I think a lot of it will be online. I was hearing Chip, whatever his name is, the head of Levi's, was saying 40% of his business right now is, I was going to write to him, you know, is home delivery, which is the right direction. I think we're going to have to make a lot of swivels and turns. For example, I believe that we're in a rental economy, you know, and we work diligently with Home Depot. I wouldn't say I was 100% successful in convincing them, you know, that it's going to be rental. Nobody's going to want to buy anything. I mean, you're not going to buy, especially now, before even young people. I don't want to get stuck with a mortgage. I have a student loan. That's plenty. I want to, like, you know, own my own future. I don't want to pay big bad bank. I don't want to pay the man. I don't want to work for the man, you know? And I think that as far as owning homes, I think that people will want to rent, especially young people. But I do think there may be a flight to more safety in working for larger companies. We did a study a couple of years ago. Does your kid want to work for the company you work for? And the answer was 98% no. And now I think that, I think people will maybe find more security in working for larger companies and have a different kind of contract.
We're about to take a break with Faith Popcorn. Your website again is
www.faithpopcorn.com.
And when we come back, we're going to find out how do you predict the future, and then we want to find out about cool things like augmented reality and what the future will be, as well as you've amazing stuff on diversity and inclusion too. Back
of
in a
course.
Few.
We're excited to announce that Jim Campbell Radio has now been unveiled on YouTube. You search Jim Campbell Radio. When you get there, please subscribe. You'll get all our updates. Content is regularly updated. And Forensic Talk with Jim Campbell and Business Talk with Jim Campbell, all of our podcasts are right there for you. All of this new consolidated data content updated regularly. Jim Campbell Radio.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Faith Popcorn, the original futurist. So first question is, I know you advise all the CEOs. What is, in one or two sentences, what is the key of how you come up with what the future will be? What do you do?
We have two pieces of intellectual property that we've had since we opened in 1974. We have a trend bank of 17 trends that are lenses onto the future. And we have a 10,000 member futurist bank. It's not, we call it the talent bank, but it, they're not experts, they're futurists. And when you put that together, you really can see a picture of what's going to happen. And we always measure near, mid, and far-term future.
Mm. So let's give me a few sentences about when will we come out of this pandemic? And it sounds like a long time. And the fundamental changes that CEOs need to make today to prepare for that.
It depends which CEO you're talking about. I mean, I think it's going to take... Well, we're going to come out of the pandemic when we get a vaccine. Pre-vaccine, we're going to come out of the pandemic when we have a health bracelet on, which says we're safe to socialize with other people with that bracelet. And CEOs, I mean, I'm seeing some interesting stuff. There's a lot of companies are hiring big talent from, stealing them from other companies because the bond is a little bit looser. Because they're not going to work, right? So, you know, they contact somebody at home and say, how would you like to have a better job, make more money, and get, you know, a good talent over? So I'm seeing that. And I think that CEOs are going to have to pay a lot more attention to their employees.
Mm.
You know?
Let's go into something else there. Right now, there's only... like 34 women Fortune 500 CEOs. You in your future, you said that the role of a man will change dramatic, pandemic or no pandemic. What do you mean by that?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
How will the role of a man change? Here I am.
Oh, I see. You mean the end of masculinity.
Yes.
Yeah. The future brings, and we have a zine on our website about the end of masculinity, or we soon will. The parts of character and biology that will be much more interesting are the parts that women are wired for, which is like inclusion. Like you said, you know, companies with women on the boards do better. Women are better at, you know, aligning people with goals and also hearing people's opinions. And I think that, you know, a lot of men I've interviewed have been considering, and 20% of them did it, going home and letting, you know, whoever has the highest income. So if the wife or the woman does, and she'll go to work, he'll stay home. But I'm talking in old talk now, because really only 23% of families are a man. You didn't get to gender fluid yet. A man and a woman. And kids under the same roof. We shouldn't even be talking like that. I mean, people are living in alternative styles. Grandparents raising kids. Forget about same-sex partners. Yeah, sure. But just, you know, girlfriends and boyfriends and mixed friends living together and raising kids. So it's a very new format, and it is a family format that the Fortune 200 has no clue, really, about how to reach.
Hey, here's another thing they may have no clue of, which is the future of robots, bots, augmented reality. What will be the big thing going forward?
So, like in fantasies, especially like male fantasies, but fantasies, you know, you come home and somebody's there and say, honey, can I, you know, I'm going to mix you a cocktail. How was your day? I've made your favorite thing for dinner. I've logged into your, you know, favorite programs. You are going to have a robot companion that is going to do that. Open the door for you, make life nice, give you the lighting you want, make sure the place is absolutely spotless. A lot of people will have these robotic companions. We'll also have avatars because we're not content now with one identity. So we may send our avatar out, you know, to have, you know, a different identity and do different kinds of socialization. Socialization may be done by avatars, and your avatar, and I know Deepak Chopra has one, and there was something on 60 Minutes where they programmed, you know, concentration camp survivors. Even after they're dead, you can ask them questions on tape, and they're programmed to pretty much answer a lot of these questions. So I think that the definition of humanity, the definition of life and death, and who you live with and who you marry and who you're comfortable with, is in for a big change.
Wow. It's really exciting, it's scary, but it's also riveting. What inspires you when you wake up in the morning? And you've about a minute left.
Well, I adopted two children from China. I have a 15-year-old and a 22-year-old. And when I wake up, I mean, it's kind of basic. I mean, my 22-year-old is in St. Louis. She's at WashU. But I think, oh, my God, what are they going to, you know, need today? I better just get my ass out of bed and start working like crazy.
And that's what inspires Faith Popcorn. Again, if you want to learn more from Faith, go to faithpopcorn.com. And what a pleasure it is having you on the CEO show.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I really enjoyed it, Robert.
Hi, I'm Robert Reese, and I want to personally thank you for listening to the CEO show. In 2007, I had a vision, and I started interviewing CEOs because I believe CEOs had the answers that could help all of us to both building businesses and to personal success. But there was really nowhere to hear their unfiltered secrets. So anytime you want to listen commercial-free to CEOs from the founder of the Home Depot, of JetBlue, Build-A-Bear, Chobani, and hundreds more, just go to CEOshow.com and you can listen commercial-free. I'd love to hear your personal feedback also. So if you have any recommendations of CEO guests you'd like to hear, you want to receive our free weekly newsletter, or you have any recommendations on how we could best serve you, our listener, just email john@theceoforumgroup.com.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-88.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.